The Great Salt Lake Council threatens a local scout leader with expulsion over marching in the Utah Pride Parade. Utah House Democrats want to be included in any impeachment decision. And a man is shot while attending a service at an Ogden Catholic church. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, June 17th. I'm Brian Grimmett. After a local scoutmaster organized a Boy Scout color guard for the Utah Pride Parade earlier this month, executives with the Great Salt Lake Council are threatening to expel him from the organization. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
Last month, at a meeting of the National Council of the Boy Scouts of America, leaders voted to end the organization's ban of gay scouts but continue to bar gay adult leaders. In response to the decision, Salt Lake Scoutmaster Peter Brownstein organized a color guard to lead the Utah Pride Parade. Scout executives with the Great Salt Lake Council found out about the plan and ordered Brownstein and others not to march in uniform. Brownstein didn't wear his uniform, but other youth and adult scouts did in a color guard that led the parade. A week later, Brownstein was summoned to the offices of Great Salt Lake Council executives Rick Barnes and Bri Davis. They gave him a letter.
It was handed to me in a meeting in their office on Tuesday morning, and as I listened to the situation, they proceeded reading the letter with an explanation that they were getting a lot of pressure from the National Council down in Texas.
Davis and Barnes could not be reached for comment, but in the letter signed by both of them, they accused Brownstein of using scouting to advance the, quote, gay agenda by participating in the Pride Parade after being told not to. Brownstein says he argued that scouts lead all kinds of cultural celebrations, but Barnes and Davis didn't agree.
They felt that this cultural celebration was different than any other cultural celebration. Different from the days of 47, different from the 4th of July, different than a Martin Luther King Day celebration.
The letter ends proposing a choice to Brownstein: sign an apology and refrain from disobedience in the future, or risk being kicked out of scouting. Brownstein didn't sign the apology. Instead, he wrote a responding letter pledging to continue working within the organization for change. He says that despite the situation, he is still dedicated to the scouting movement.
Scouting's been a wonderful program for 103 years, but I think we need to move past the 100-year-old model and into something that really is relevant to the youth of today.
It doesn't appear scout executives with the Great Salt Lake Council are committing to significant change. On Friday last week, they rejected for a second time an application presented by the Utah Pride Center to charter a scout troop, a unit Peter Brownstein says he would have led as its scoutmaster. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
A leading Democrat in the Utah legislature is asking Republicans not to leave them out of discussions on the possible impeachment of the Attorney General. Representative Brian King sent a letter to other legislators containing a draft resolution that could begin an investigation of John Swallow's fitness to serve in office. The legislature plans interim meetings this week, and Republicans could hold a closed caucus meeting to determine their party's position on impeachment. Last week, Swallow's lawyer sent a letter to the legislature saying impeachment proceedings would be unjustified. The letter from Rod Snow and Jennifer James says the talk of impeachment is based on innuendo and unsupported allegations made by indicted and convicted felons. A parishioner of St. James Catholic Church in Ogden was shot in the head during a Father's Day service yesterday. His son-in-law, Charles Richard Jennings Jr., is the suspect. Jennings was captured later in the afternoon in Box Elder County. He'd allegedly stolen a truck and was walking along the road after it ran out of gas. The victim was in critical but stable condition at McKay D. Hospital in Ogden. Police say it was not a random incident. The victim was deliberately targeted. The 17-year-old accused in the death of Ricardo Portillo pleaded not guilty to the charge of homicide by assault at a court hearing last Friday. Portillo was a soccer referee who died after he was punched by a player after calling him for an infraction. After the court hearing, the defendant's sister spoke to reporters at the courthouse and apologized to Portillo's family, saying, "We cannot imagine how much you must miss your father, and we hope you can find peace." A state judge in Nevada says it will be months before he rules on a challenge to water rights held by the Southern Nevada Water Authority. It wants to pump groundwater from valleys in the Great Basin to Las Vegas, more than 300 miles away. A two-day hearing in the case concluded on Friday. Landowners and local governments in the area argued the plan would devastate the desert environment and valleys near the Utah-Nevada state line. The Southern Nevada Water Authority had to reapply for the water rights after they were invalidated by an earlier court decision. Park City has banned the use of fireworks until Halloween. The city council took the action last week because of concerns about wildfire. City leaders say devastating fires could happen in Park City because it has steep slopes and plenty of dry fuels. And finally, the Hoberman Arch, which was a centerpiece of Salt Lake City's Olympic Medals Plaza in 2002, is looking for a new home. It's been at the Olympic Legacy Park at the University of Utah since the Winter Games. The arch's unique design allows it to open and close like the iris of an eye. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, June 17th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.